Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday and a little get-back Football Friday as the Eagles owe the Giants a big L on Sunday. We got a lot to get to today on a Football Friday. It's also a try-day. It's an important one. We haven't had one around here in a while. We will let you hear what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday as he tries to put out the fire that he started with Bryce Harper and all that stuff as we get ready for Week 8 in the NFL. Guess the takes, you people. Same game parlay later on, and we'll find out if A.J. Brown's going to practice today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Happy Friday. Let's get it. It's a relaxed day, Friday, so make sure you get relaxing, getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
Is it relaxed?
Yeah, I'm relaxed. Good job.
Relaxed. Yeah, we'll see how relaxed we are for the next 4 hours. You know what I need on Sunday, Hugh? Because you're relaxed. I'm not relaxed. Sunday at 1 o'clock, as the Eagles will take on the Giants.
Sunday.
It's a big one, and it's one where we need a little get back on the New York Giants, who took it to the Eagles a couple weeks ago, won by 17, put doubt in our head on how good this Eagles team was, really threw the whole thing into a tizzy, and now we play them again for the first. It's always bizarre when you play a division opponent twice in the matter of 3 weeks.
Yeah, so don't much change.
Not much changes, but the stakes have changed
because the Eagles stakes a little higher.
The Eagles not only have to win this football game, but Hugh, I need style points on Sunday. I need the first Eagles style points victory of the season here. I do not want to come in here on Monday and it just be Eagles 24, Giants 21. Whew, let's get out of here. We barely beat the New York Giants. Let's go to the bye week and hope everything gets fixed. So I want to come in here Monday with a double-digit victory. I want to come in here Monday talking about how the Eagles played their most complete game, four quarters, offense and defense of the season. We owe it to them to beat them up this weekend. And this is the worst team we've played this year. And I know we lost them once already. I totally understand what happened a couple weeks ago. But that doesn't change the fact this is a 2-5 football team that just gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter against the Denver Broncos. Hugh, we all need a win. I think we all expect a win on Sunday. The Eagles are 7.5 point favorites to get back on the Giants. But Hugh, I need a style points game. I need the Eagles to win this game by margin on Sunday. Hugh, what are you feeling as we get started here on a Football Friday?
I'm looking at the practice. Let's see who practiced yesterday.
Well, not AJ did not practice.
No, I'm just okay.
Cam Jordan didn't practice.
Cam didn't practice yesterday. Joe, it's gonna be a tough one.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to hear that, but the bottom line is this: I just want to win a football game. We have not hit our stride yet. That's a fact, but we're close to it. We're trending in the right direction, and we're playing against a team that honestly I feel like the game plan is not going to change that much. You know, from the last time we played each other. Mm. The good thing about this is this, that looks like Landon Dickerson's going to be out there. He's going to be playing, but we don't have our starting center. We know the issues that Toth had last week
right.
with being, you know, not being able to shotgun and stuff like that. So With that being said, we might see a little bit more under center this weekend, but it's still going to be a tough matchup.
Tough.
Because the Giants, familiarity breeds contempt. That's a cliche. It's one of those things where the Giants match up well with us up front, especially since we're a little banged up. I do like the fact that Landon is back because I had a chance to talk to him, and you know, I was talking trash a little bit, and he basically was like, you know, I wasn't out there. So I feel like he's going to be somewhat of a difference maker.
Good.
But it's still going to be a tough game because the Giants can move the ball. I'm not saying we're going to lose, but the Giants can move the ball. So I feel like, you know, we're going to have a game where it's going to probably be a high-scoring affair. But we're going to come out on top.
All right.
I long
10:05 and lower the bar, Douglas.
I'm not lowering the bar,
you
man.
Are. The Eagles are 7.5-point favorites in the game. You've lowered the bar here.
I didn't lower the bar.
The Giants are 2-5. Okay, can we go on a second here? The Giants are 2-5.
And they whooped our ass.
They absolutely did. But that
and one of those wins was the ass whooping that they gave us.
So they've won one other football game. And look, last week is one of those
and
games.
And they went toe-to-toe with the Denver Broncos.
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up. Because you could look at that one of two ways. You could, and I think you're looking at it as, hey, they went to Denver.
Jackson Dart had a lot of you now.
Jack Sidar put up some points. Whatever that noise was, that happened, right? Yeah, you know what else happened?
Didn't win the game.
They gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes, they did.
So guess what they are? They're a bad defense. I don't care how many names they have. Abdul Carter's going to be a wonderful player. Obviously, he's the third pick in the draft. They have some guys up front that could play. Burns could play, obviously, and Lawrence. They're a bad defense. They don't have linebackers. They don't have secondary players. Right now, they're 26th in the NFL in yards per play allowed. This is the worst defense we've faced since week one. We face Denver, they're number 2. Rams are 5. KC 11. Tampa Bay 19. Minnesota 16. This is the worst defense we've seen since we saw the Cowboys in week 1. This is a game, and you go back 2 weeks ago, and you're right, they kicked our ass. You're totally right. But we left plays on the field.
We did.
Right? If Jalen hits those plays, we probably put 30 on them
totally
up in MetLife. So I look at the game like the Giants' defense, coming off a collapse last week, is not very good. Our passing game got going last week a little bit. They are tired. They just played a million snaps in that fourth quarter. They're probably doubting themselves. They also, and look, Dart looks like he might have a shot to be good, right? They might have their first good quarterback in a while. But he's still a young quarterback on the road. I mean, like, he made it, as much as he moved the ball last week, his interception with like 5 minutes to go opened the door for the Broncos to win that game. So he's going to make a mistake or two. He's probably going to turn the football over. I need the Eagles to get revenge on the New York Giants. I need the Eagles to go out there and win this game by double digit. This should be a style points win.
I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And the team is going to go out there and try to do their best, especially after you got your ass whooped the way you did. But I don't feel like that's going to be the case. Now, the Giants match up well with you. And a lot of times in the NFL, it's more about the matchup than it is actual the talent on the team. You know what I mean? And I think that when you talk about their players versus our players, pretty good matchup. AJ didn't practice. It's another guy that we're going to be missing out there.
AJ might not play. We'll unpack it more, and we'll see if he practices today. But, Hugh, I heard Elliot yesterday on the afternoon show saying in his time covering the team, when a guy doesn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday,
he doesn't play.
Typically doesn't play.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. And that's how it's always been in the NFL because you're talking about the game plan that you're implementing.
Yep.
And the plays that you want to run, that you want to go over, that's your last real work day. Wednesday and Thursday are your work days. Friday is the day that you kind of button everything up and get ready to travel. You know, you go through your little walkthroughs. We used to have junk food Fridays. You know, you had your weigh-ins and everything, getting ready for the game, and then you have a little junk food. You have a little junk food party.
Would you have like tacos or fast food?
It used to
burgers,
be chicken wings, cheese steaks, stuff like that. It was a really nice time. So, and then Saturday, if you were traveling or whatever, you had to walk through in the morning, then you jumped on the bus and you got ready to go to New York or whatever.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you don't practice, then you're probably not going to be in the game plan. So we shall see. But the bottom line in this business is to win football games. I don't care what it looks like. Just win games. And we are trending in the right direction. No question about that. But I don't think we're in a position where we're demanding things. We need style points.
We
need wins.
We
need wins. We need continuity. We need to try to get everybody healthy. We need to get W's.
I would argue, other than the Raiders here in December, this is the easiest game left on the schedule. If we don't get style points against the Giants at home, then we might not get style points at all this season. Raiders at home, the Eagles will probably be 13-point favorites in that game if everyone is normally healthy. Other than that, look at the schedule. I mean, maybe when Washington comes here, if Daniels is hurt, we'll see where they're at that point of the season. But if Daniels is back, they're not going to be favored by 10 points. Like, this is the style points game. It's got to happen this week. Plus, you saw what happened 2 weeks ago when the Eagles were up in New York. You got Scadaboo and Dart doing backflips on the sideline. A little revenge spot for the Eagles here.
Oh, no, it's going to be a physical confrontation.
Well, the Eagles
never
know it.
Said it wasn't. It's going to be physical. Well, that's why, you know, these games, division games, man, I remember them fondly. Because it's like, especially when you had to play them back-to-back, because you're like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Damn, we got Dallas this weekend. Then we got the Giants. They were always physical.
Well, and the Eagles owe the Giants a little payback.
Oh, they definitely own.
Let's hear Sirianni on the morning show earlier this week. Joe DeCamera asked him about that thing, about the Giants celebrating a little bit over the top a couple weeks ago. Here's Sirianni.
It's a division game, and I guess the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, it's like a division game. If you can't get up for this, like, come on, let's go. It's another opportunity to play football in the NFL. And not everybody handles that the same way. Like, every person on your team is different and what motivates and all these different things. So I think the answer is, like, if this something like this motivates you, use it. If it's something like this doesn't motivate you and it just distracts you from your process, you know, don't. And so, you know, maybe there's a comment here and there that we'll use, but that's how I feel about it. Because not everybody, you know, not everyone's like, oh man, they did this. We got to do this. And it's like, no, some guys have to focus on completely on the process to go out and kick somebody's butt. Some guys have to use motivation like that to go out there and kick somebody's butt. So yeah. Everybody's a little bit different. So sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't.
He's talking about does he get motivation from the putting the tape on and showing his team that the Giants were celebrating a little bit over the top for like a week five game a couple weeks ago. I would show it to them. 215-592-9494. Do you need a style points win here? Look, let's be real about this. The Eagles are a better football team than the Giants. What happened a couple weeks ago is a one-off. They're better. They're at home. They're a big favorite. They have their passing game in the best spot it's been in terms of a couple weeks the entire year. And the Giants are coming off a historic collapse in the fourth quarter. This is the time to get them. I'm sure there's doubt in that locker room the way they were coming off the field last Sunday in Denver. I need a style points, Victor. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling as it is time to get back on the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what happened the last time we played this team. The Giants stink. They're a cute little fun little team with the Scadaboo and the Jackson Dart and all that stuff. But, like, we are the class of the NFC East, and if we don't kick the Giants' ass on Sunday, I think everybody needs to come in here on Monday and lower their expectations for this football team.
I agree with you on that. I mean, Hugh, if we don't get a four-quarter, like, complete game against this team, we have to lower expectations.
The Giants were the team that we got it rolling against last season. That was where it was like, okay, like, here we go. Like, I need to see signs that this is a Super Bowl contender Sunday.
It's still a Super Bowl contender. 5-2.
If they squeak by the Giants, I got bad news for you, buddy.
Right now, if they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, we would have serious questions if they're actually legitimately a Super Bowl contender based on how they've played this year.
Ah, but they did.
But we took the pledge.
Okay, this
we took the pledge.
This is what I need everybody to do that's in their car. Well, you probably can't do it in your car, but when you get to your desk today, go look at the NFC standings.
Mm-hmm.
And look and see where the Philadelphia Eagles are compared to everybody else.
Look at their point differential. Look at the point differential. They look like a 500 team masquerading around a 5-2. So let's win by 40 and bump up the point differential.
They're not. And this is why when you hear Drew Brees, even though he does sound like a hater, folks.
He's right, yeah.
He's right. Valid in some of the stuff that he's saying. Because if you do this for me today, because a lot of times – a lot of these arguments that we like to have are based in our emotions. Go look at the stat line. Go look at the teams that are scoring the lowest points in the NFL. And go look and see where the Eagles are compared to the worst teams. They're right. They're hovering around there, right? But they have a good record. And they're trending in the right direction. So going into this game this weekend, if you get the W, you still have time to trend in the right direction and be a better team. It's not how you start, folks. It's how you finish.
It's almost November.
No, yeah. But it's still.
We got to get moving.
And we don't play playoff games to what, January, December, January?
Yeah, but hold on. If you're, it's the end of October and we're still talking about, like, we got to figure it out.
Sometimes you don't figure it out. Let me give you a ray of hope. The last couple.
We're trying to give you the ray of hope, and that is 31-3.
I'm trying to give you a blowout. And Kyle over here giving me a hard time. No, we have been trending in the passing area better every week.
I tried to tell you that 2 days ago. You disagreed.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we're starting to figure it out. You guys are insufferable. Well, no. We're starting to figure it out, man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if we were figuring it out, you'd be slamming the table for a blowout on Sunday.
No, I'm slamming the table for a W. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I think you're scared of Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo. I can hear it.
You made the point, like, if it doesn't happen against the Giants, they'll have Packers, Lions, Cowboys after this.
They did.
Then they're not going to get...
Do the Packers look like world beater?
No. Okay, but the Packers are obviously a good team.
Do they look like world beaters?
Do we?
No, but we're 5-2.
So are the everyone's 5-2 in the NFC.
But we're
like seven teams like that.
Aren't the Niners 5-2?
We're in a good spot. We're in the hunt. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to be in the hunt.
You want to be dominant?
Yes.
Yeah. We did dominate. We are the defending Super Bowl champions.
No, last year's team dominated. We haven't dominated anyone this year.
Did we just get our ass kicked by the Giants 2 weeks ago?
Yes, we did. That's
not the Super Bowl champion.
No, but it is. It's still the defending Super Bowl champion.
You didn't take the pledge.
You know what? And we talked about this in me. How many of those cats you think go home at night the way that they've been playing and go look at that ring and be like, damn it, I'm the defending Super Bowl champion.
You know what?
I need to start acting like it. I need to start playing like it. It's coming, man. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
If you are a dominant team, you dominate the Giants. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
They've had a lot of adversity this year, too. And they fought
through that. Every team has adversity.
Not like this, though.
That's a crutch.
Would the Lions go out there and dominate the Giants someday?
Yeah, of course they would.
They would murder them.
The Detroit Lions fell short of the ultimate goal.
The Lions are better than us right now.
This year's teams.
The Lions are better than us right now.
Listen, the Lions are balling. I'm not about to say
they would go in there and manhandle.
And guess who we're not playing this weekend? The Detroit Lions.
We are in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but we got 3 weeks to get right.
But that starts Sunday.
It does. Well,
you're lowering the bar.
You're right, Joe. It does start Sunday. And you know what helps you get to that level? Is with a W.
Okay, I think we all know
every
this.
Week, brick by brick, Joe.
No, enough of that. Blow the Giants out. If we come in here Monday and it was 24-21 and we squeaked by with a Jake Elliott field goal in the fourth quarter, no one could.
I've been trying to tell y'all every week.
That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work.
Y'all just don't want to hear it. We come in here with these ultimatums every week.
Yes. Until it happens. 215-592-9494. Yell until you get what you want. And I want a blowout on Sunday. Let's go to Chris in Middletown starting us off. Do you need style points in the victory over the Giants this coming Sunday? What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
Happy Football Friday. What's up?
Let me start with this. With all due respect, Hugh, I don't need Jacksonville Hugh today. I need Hall of Famer Hugh today. Can we get that, please?
I don't know where that guy went.
I love how, no matter what, with 10:17 into the show, we start taking personal shots. I love it.
Not today, Hugh. Not on a football Friday. We can't have this anymore. All right, you know what? I can't even control myself, man, because I'm all cranked up. Let's go, Philadelphia. This is our house. This is our city. This is Philadelphia. All week long, the national media has been talking about the young Giants. There is way too much hype about Jackson Smart and his boo boy. When that whistle blows, it's not just another Sunday. It's war. It's 60 minutes of showing who we are and a man, woman, a man. We don't blink. We don't break. We do not back away from any fight. You want to talk about toughness? Step in our city for one day. You want to talk about loyalty? We show up every game ready to put knuckles to skulls and have been bleeding green since birth. This isn't about stats. It's not about what's on paper. This is about sending a message. This is about showing the world the champion has entered the ring. You look at the guy next to you. That's family. You play for him, you fight for him, and you win for him. Giants think they can walk in here and take something that belongs to us? Not today. Not in Philly. Not in our house. We're going to hit them in the mouth from the very first snap. We're going to make them feel every inch of that field. We're going to outwork them. We're going to outhit them. We're going to outlast them because that's who we are. We fly together. We fight together. Eagles, lock in, play fast, play fearless, and let it all hang out. Sunday, we make a statement. One team. One city, one heartbeat. Dable and his dummies are about to feel the heat. There it is. Here's the bell. The fight starts today. Give them hell all weekend. E-I-G-L-E-S-Eagles. 38-17.
Good stuff, Chris.
You
we appreciate it.
I like
it.
How Chris tied it up. Yeah. There's the bell.
Yeah, he's ready to roll.
What a bounce back.
You know what?
What a bounce back,
today
Chris.
Today was a day we needed Chris as the leadoff hitter. I needed that kind of energy. I need that style points energy.
Especially
with Lower the Bar Douglas next to us here.
I am not lowering the bar.
You're clearly saying that if they squeak out a victory, you're okay with that.
Yes.
No.
I'm okay with a victory.
But again, that would be... Can we be real?
Yes.
There's been a lot of evidence through seven games. This isn't really a Super Bowl team this year.
Necessarily.
No, that's the evidence.
Not necessarily.
Well, you can believe... You could choose to ignore the evidence.
I'm not.
The evidence is they've been outgained in every game. The evidence shows me this right now is not a Super Bowl team. Now, they could become that, but that needs to start with a pound. Again, this team, I've never seen a 2-5 team get more hype. Jackson Dart and Cam Scott, but they're 2-5.
They beat the brakes off of them.
They're 2-5.
They just let up 30
five.
Points in the fourth quarter.
2-5.
The Browns are
2-5. Everyone laughs at the Browns. The Giants are the same record as the Browns. If the Browns were coming in here, we say, "Oh, it's we got to squeak by."
Crush him, Joe.
I mean, what are we doing?
I love your past.
What are we doing?
Hey, Kyle backed him behind the glass, co-signing.
Just get beat.
But
right
no,
over there.
Listen. There was a season.
It's very serious about
where
this.
The Kansas serious. City Chiefs went back to the Super Bowl, and this feels eerily similar to that. The year that I can't remember which year it was, but they were questioning whether or not people had figured out Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
This is the adversity that you're going to face when you're the defending champions. And, yes, there's a lot to work on. There's a lot to get correct. There's no question about that. You know, when we talk about under center versus being in the shotgun and stuff like
get
that.
Get the run game going, all that stuff.
But at the end of the day, you are in the mix right now, and you still have time to right this ship. I understand everybody wants style points, and we want to go into this game and feel good and not stressed. I got some for the stress reliever, too, by the way. If you know, just check the Instagram. I got some stress reliever if you want to go there. But anyway, back to what I'm talking about. you have to realize that going into all of these games, the simple fact that the Giants feel the way that they feel is because they're trying to build something. Think about it like this, people, and I'm going to try to give you a little bit of perspective and step back just a little bit.
Nope.
You had two individuals that play for the Giants that have left the organization and found success somewhere else.
Yeah, because they're a bad organization.
Yes, and they're trying to change their fortunes. Last week, before we played, remember when the coach was talking about, yeah, well, they missed a lot of throws. I'm ad-libbing a little bit. But he took a shot because they were looking at film and they felt confident. And they were talking it up about beating the Super Bowl, the defending Super Bowl champions. They did that. They're going to come with that bravado. Just get the win.
Just get a style points win. A blowout. 215-592-9494. I need a style points win on Sunday. Where do you come down? Or are you closer to Hugh? Just a win is a win. Just get out of there with a victory. Hugh Douglas continues to lower the bar for your 2025 Eagles. Your call's coming up. And we're going to do a tri-day today. Hugh Douglas needs help with something. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.